Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter, and happy Wednesday, everyone. It is Wednesday, December 13th. It also happens to be Taylor Swift's birthday. We're not going to make the whole show about that, obviously, but I do have a very special surprise guest calling in because he did make Taylor Swift's birthday about baseball. And that is relevant to this podcast and the interests of this show. So there you go. We are going to get into the little bit of Rockies news we have going on. We are going to get into some other news around baseball because a big, big free agent landed a home in the National League West. And no, I'm not talking about Shohei Ohtani, but we will talk about Shohei Ohtani because we're just thinking of things that aren't illegal, but they feel illegal. We're going to get into that, too. We've got a nice, fun little list going. But yeah, as always, hop in the comments. Let me know how you're feeling, what you're thinking. If you have questions, concerns about the Colorado Rockies, who in this economy? Crazy. Drop a like. Please subscribe. All the above. Thank you so much. All right. Hey, Douglas in the Douglas. Hello. Who freaking cares? No one is worth that kind of money. Ridiculous. I'm sorry that because you're not worth that much money doesn't mean that Shohei's not. I loved all the comments after he signed that big contract. Someone was like, wow. And meanwhile, doctors don't make this much money. I'm like, my doctor can't do what Shohei does. My doctor can't pitch or hit for shit.
Yeah, so, he's not a superstar.
He's not a superstar. I'm still alive. I'm being kept alive.
How are you going to blame baseball for him not becoming a baseball player?
That's not on me. That's on him. Please. I'm all about just keeping all these haters in their place. Yeah, we've got a fun little show going on. We've got just a little bit of Rockies news. This is kind of Rockies news. Actually, Patrick Lyons pointed this out on Twitter because he is an encyclopedia. It's been 10 years since Russell Wilson has been a part of the Rockies organization because 10 years ago this week, the Texas Rangers snagged him in the Rule 5 draft. And that was that. He played a couple of seasons of minor league baseball. That's so crazy to me still. I love it. All right, hold on a second. We've got another little comment in the chat. What do we have going on here?
Any word on potential free agents the Rockies are interested in?
Oh, boy. Not right now. I mean, No. We've no idea what they're interested in, who they're interested in. There are, zero Rockies rumors right now.
I heard a rumor that they're trying to replace some of the food things at Coors Field.
The food?
But that's about it. I've heard about the Rockies, honestly.
The food.
They have pretty elite food, in my opinion.
I was going to say, the food at Coors Field is fantastic. Very good stuff. So, yeah, 10 years since Russell Wilson was in the Rockies organization. We got a little bit of Rockies gossip, too. You know, quiet week. Everyone's getting ready for the holidays. But Kyle Freeland and his wife, Ashley, celebrated their wedding anniversary and they got each other. I guess this anniversary is the cotton anniversary. I love all this stuff. Do you guys follow this stuff, Yaya?
I don't. All I know is the major ones, which is gold, silver, platinum, glass, whatever. But cotton, I've never heard of.
Yeah, I think it's either their second or their third anniversary, I think. But that's one of them. It's the classic gift. But yeah, so they got each other t-shirts. They happened to get each other the same type of personalized Kyle Freeland t-shirt. But one of them looks like the Taylor Swift Eras Tour shirt. So I think that's so funny. I love that they were both on the same page with this.
My the thing when you send this to me and I kind of cracked up a little bit was that Kyle Freeland's wife gave Kyle Freeland a shirt of himself instead of giving her one of her. which I thought was really funny.
Well, didn't your wife get you a shirt like that with her face?
And I got it with her face, her name, the whole shebang, which it's really funny to me that she decided to give him one with his name.
I love it. It's amazing. It's pretty epic. If I saw Kyle Freeland walking around town wearing one of those shirts, I would, my life would be so complete. It would be so complete. All right, we're going to get into some baseball headlines in just a second, but let's shout out our friends at Circa. Oh my goodness, Circa, the first ever adults only casino. I don't know how we're just getting to this now, but this will save you time checking IDs. You're not going to be like taking out your ID to show everyone because it's 21 plus everywhere you go at Circa, which is great because I keep losing my IDs. It's not good. But it's also, they have the world.
Look how surprised I am that you lose your IDs. Look at me. I'm shocked out of this world.
Let the record show he does not look shocked.
Record show that nobody is.
But Circa is also the world's largest sports book, a three-story stadium style experience. It's just like huge. It literally looks like a stadium in there. They have a screen so big it takes 10 people to run it, but they've also got amazing food. They've got burgers, wings, barbecue, VIP seating. There's like all different kinds of options. There's a 7,000 square foot casino with two levels. And don't even get me started on Stadium Swim. So excited for Stadium Swim. I haven't been yet, but I know a lot of other people have, and they love it. 4,000 people can fit in this like giant pool area. There's six pools, two spas, two swim up bars. They've got cabanas and super cabanas. So like if you've got a party of 50 people that you want to bring into Stadium Swim, a super cabana is what that is for. But if you're heading out to Vegas for Broncos Raiders or maybe Avs Knights or maybe some other games, that Vegas always has something going on, you can book your stay with code DNVR 20 to get 20% off your reservation. Amazing deal. And also don't forget about the Circa Sportsbook app where you can enjoy the joys of Circa gambling with the Circa Sportsbook app, but only if you are in Colorado. But download the app right now. Download that app at circasports.com. So Circa Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. We should also mention our good friends at Breck Brew. They've got a brew for every season. Is the beer of the month the Christmas ale?
It is.
Yes. The strongest one, too. It's like more than 7% ABV.
You can get really lit at the DNVR bar for a very good price.
For a very good price, yeah, because that's also our beer of the month is always $6 a pint here at the DNVR bar. Hey, on December 16th, by the way, we're going to have a Lions watch party. Breck Distillery will be giving out a signed Broncos helmet at the DNVR bar during Saturday's game, so make sure you stop by. Saturday's going to be busy, by the way. But yeah, the beer of the month is the Christmas ale, $6 a pint. We've got a beer for every occasion too. Don't worry, we still have the Broncos Country Pale Ale, okay? It's still Broncos season. Don't forget about the Avalanche Amber, the Mile High City Golden Ale, the Fun Slinger. Ooh! All right, so check out the beer locator at breckbrew.com to find any of those brews near you. All right. Baseball headlines. Let's get into it. We had a pretty big sign. This is like the next big signing that has happened. Jung-Hoo Lee signed with the Giants. 6 years, $113 million, an opt-out after 4 years. This was first reported by John Heyman. This is the best player out of Korea here, okay? 25 years old. He's a center fielder. This is where it gets so cool. His nickname is Grandson of the Wind. And his dad's nickname is Son of the Wind. He's a very fast man, apparently. He's a very fast player. I am fascinated. I cannot wait to see him. Can't wait to see him playing in the U.S. Don't necessarily love that we're going to have to face him. But so what are you going to do?
My question is,
yeah,
because I've heard hype around this guy, and yeah, I'm not a baseball guy as much as I should be.
You've heard hype, though. I love this.
So my question is, is Asia going to become, like, a huge scouting network now, more than it already is, because of a guy like Shohei Ohtani? Mm-hmm. Like, are these guys going to get a lot more publicity because of, like, Shohei?
I think that's actually a really good point. I think, like, because Shohei has just become this, like, bigger-than-baseball thing, I think that's very possible that we'll see even more players choosing to come over here sooner rather than later. Apparently, I was watching MLB Network and heard a player talking about how they will show all of Shohei's games on, like, basically the PBS of Japan, and how it's just, like, it's everywhere out there. And I mean, I guess if you're a young player, you have to see the attention that Shohei is getting, the money that Shohei is getting. And you probably think, like, ooh, I got to get my butt to the U.S. and start making huge money.
And one thing as, like, that I cover soccer, I kind of look at that, and there's some similarities there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think more Asian players are willing to come to baseball and play here? Because I know depending where you're from, culture shock, away from far away from home, do you think that makes a big deal? Or do you think that's why places like San Francisco, L.A., Angels – are such a hot commodity for these type of players because it's closer to home.
Yeah.
It's just, like, way easier to travel from there to Japan, Korea, or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely I could see why players would players from Japan or players from other countries in Asia would want to play on the West Coast, because the Asian American population is bigger, it's stronger, and they show up too, and they make signs, they go nuts over it, as they should. I mean we've been watching historical talent with Shohei here, but I mean, to be fair though, I mean, a lot of players from a lot of different countries experience culture shock. I mean, even like players from here probably experience some culture shock going from, you know, living at home with their families to being like, bam, you're an athlete now, and you are just like gonna, you're just gonna live this totally new lifestyle. So I feel like maybe the culture shock would be a little better if a lot of other people are experiencing too. I don't know. I don't know the psychology of it, but I do see that we've got a bunch of people in the chat. All right, let's see. Will in the chat. Thank you, Will, always. I hope the Rockies draft Jack Caglianone. Caglianone. Caglianone with this is what I'm saying. I hope the Rockies draft him next season. That giant, large human two-way player from Florida that's like 6'7" and 300 pounds. No. He should be playing football, sir. That is a football player's build.
That's a right tackle.
We can't have someone that big playing baseball. I don't know. That's crazy. That's so much weight.
If CeCe Sabathia was able to play, I think this guy can too.
That's true. How tall is CeCe Sabathia, though? He's not 6'7". He's not 6'7".
I'll look it up for you real quick. Don't worry. I got you.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Will Carpenter, talk to Ryan Spielborgs about the culture shock going from the U.S. to play baseball in Japan. That's right. Spilly played in Japan. And he was talking about that on the radio the other day, too. He was talking about it on a show on MLB Network Radio. And he was talking about how, like, the kids were still young and how it was, like, the experience of a lifetime to, like, bring the whole family out there. So that actually might be a plus.
Real quick, CeCe Sabathia, 6'6", 300 pounds.
CeCe Sabathia, 6'6"?
Could have been a point guard. Could have also been a left tackle.
Freaking huge. Huge dude. Okay, so we're talking about a player who is from Florida and even bigger than CeCe Sabathia. Good Lord.
They cook good down there.
They could. All right. You know what? It sounds like we've got a maybe a guest that's here. But first, we have to just, like, real fast shout out Breckenridge Distillery, because we love our friends at Breck Distillery, and they have the official bourbon of the Denver Broncos. And we get to drink for good reasons now watching the Broncos, because they've been so much fun. But the Broncos Blizzard also, they've got not only do they have the whiskey, they've got a new vodka commemorating the first white alternate Broncos helmet. Listen, I love a vodka, especially this time of year. I'm going to be making all kinds of cocktails with it at my holiday parties. But yeah, Breckenridge Distillery, they are more than just award-winning spirits too. They have an immersive guest experience, so you can tour Their production facility, you can eat at the award-winning restaurant they have. They've got amazing cocktails, too, and they'll teach you all about their highly awarded spirits with an in-depth tasting. And if you are not trying to make cocktails, if you're just trying to have a seltzer and chill out, Reiki Seltzer is my freaking favorite right now. They are made with Breck spirits. We sell them at the bar, too. And it's not like, you know, that weird, like, ooh, it's like a malt liquor seltzer. No. It's made with real Breck spirits. It's made with real stuff. They're very good. But you can find you can find a bunch of different Breck Distillery products, both here at the bar and also at our Broncos tailgates and our DNVR bar watch parties all year long. So make sure you grab a taster. Breckenridge Distillery products are available in 50 states, all 50 states, every single one of them. Shop your local retailer or visit BreckenridgeDistillery.com for home delivery of award-winning Breckenridge spirits. Après anywhere. All right. You know what? I think our next guest could be calling in from anywhere. Oh, he left. He'll come back. Well, since we're here, guys, since we are... Yeah? He's getting ready. Okay, real fast, I'll just shout out Shady Rays, our favorite independent sunglasses company. They have the most incredible deals. If you break or lose your sunglasses, even the first day you get them, they will replace them. Thank God, because I lose stuff all the time. But take on the sun take on the sun with gear built to last. And we've got sun like 300 days a year out here, so you need sunglasses all year round. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered. And if you don't love your Shady Rays, you can exchange them for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days, so there is just no risk when you shop. This is exclusive for our listeners. Listen up. Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code DNVR. That will get you 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. So try it for yourself. The shades rated 5 stars by more than 250,000 people. All right. Are we ready for Jesse? All right. Jesse Spector is joining the show right now. Oh, here he is. Oh, my goodness. Hello. How are you?
Hi.
Are you wearing a Hockey Rocky jersey?
Sure am. I saw your banner in the background and had to go to the other room to just go get it. I covered the Rockies baseball for Rockies magazine, and I covered the Devils for the Devils website for a year. And when that happened, those two things were happening at the same time. My parents got me this vintage Lanny McDonald jersey.
I love it. Tis the season. Tis the season. Tis the damn season. It's Taylor Swift's birthday. You put together this insane article kind of making Taylor Swift about baseball, but you ranked who did the best throughout each of Taylor's eras. How did you even get started on this, and what were you surprised to find?
I started over the summer, just, you know, she was on tour and I was like, wonder, you know, just sort of a curious thing. Like, is anybody like really a Swiftie in Major League Baseball and like extra inspired to, hit home runs on the days of her shows? And I realized with Baseball Reference, I could look that up. So I went ahead and I have a gigantic spreadsheet with the dates of all of her concerts from the Fearless Tour till now. I will keep tracking it, I guess, through the 2024 season and beyond as the Eras Tour continues and whatever else she does. But Joey Votto and Albert Pujols being tied for the all-time lead in home runs on Taylor Swift concert dates is Votto's a surprise. Because, like, he's been around a while, but, like, Albert Pujols has 703 home runs in his career. Joey Votto has 356. They both have 53 on Taylor Tour dates.
That is so crazy. But you know what? I think there's got to be something to Joey Votto tied for the most home runs on Taylor Swift concert dates. That's wild to me. That it can't be a coincidence. Also, something that can't be a coincidence. I loved, the numbers for during this Eras Tour specifically, only one pitcher with 13 home runs allowed happens to be a Colorado Rocky.
Yeah, Austin Gomber. I went with, you know, I highlighted on the graphics that I made the players who hit and give up 13 home runs per tour. There were three other pitchers this year who gave up more home runs on Eras Tour dates. Patrick Corbin gave up 14, Graham Ashcraft gave up 15, and old friend Jordan Lyles, major league leader, 17 home runs given up on Taylor Tour dates.
I'm a big fan of, on June 4th, Jake Berger hit a walk-off grand slam for the White Sox, and that night, Taylor finished her Chicago run, and the surprise song was Hits Different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found a Matt Wieters walk-off grand slam back in the day, the Jake Berger one, and then he gets traded after that. Especially... I started this over the summer, but this is like a perfect thing for the last few days to have been putting the finishing touches on to be thinking about baseball in a way that is not just being annoyed at the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani, by the way, has hit 20 and given up 3 on home runs on Taylor Swift concert.
Interesting. You know what? That's why he got paid the big bucks. They looked at that specifically, and they were like, no, this will be good for business. What inspired you to start doing this? Like, this is such an undertaking.
Partially boredom over the summer. And you know, listening to a bunch of, Taylor's version came out over the summer, the one before 1989. Whenever that one came out, I was listening to that album and like just through Excel. It's like
before 1989, it was Speak Now came out. That was what came out earlier in the summer.
Okay, yeah. So yeah. It was listening to the Speak Now Taylor's version and just ticking around. Messing around in Excel.
I love it. You have kids, right? I'm sorry. No, I said you've got kids, right? Do you have a daughter? Is she a Swiftie?
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And yeah, you know, "Shake It Off" was an early days sing along for us in the house. I'm a 1989 fan specifically because that was the first CD that I got. I got it at a Starbucks in Phoenix when I was covering spring training that year, and just wore out that CD in the rental car CD player because I needed something. The radio was jacked up in that car, and I was like, all right, here's a CD. This is awesome. That album is no skips.
Oh, sorry to cut you off. You're breaking up just a little bit, but I was going to say, when's the last time Starbucks even like sold CDs? Also, it's hilarious Starbucks sold 1989 because of the misheard lyrics in Blank Space, Starbucks Lovers. Perfect.
Yeah. Could it have been after? Like, did they hook it up after that? Like, oh, everybody's thinking Starbucks. Let's get her CDs into the Starbucks stores. I don't know.
I don't know, but I freaking love it. Jesse, tell us what you're up to these days and where we can follow all of your amazing content.
Yeah, I'm hosting a podcast called Casual Diehard. It is sometimes about college football, sometimes about auto racing. As we get towards baseball, it'll be towards that because it grew out of Willett's Pen, which is still the newsletter, which is named after the Mets subway station. Yeah, so Willett's Pen on Substack, Casual Diehard on your podcast feeds, and check it out.
I love that. Thank you so much for hopping into the show. Merry Swiftmas to you. Thank you for giving us this beautiful
gift.
And
you as well. Thank you, Susie.
All right, take care, Jesse. All right. Oh my gosh, he's so freaking funny. I love following him on Twitter. A great Rockies Twitter adjacent dude. Always posting something weird. I love it. All right, let's get into some. We'll get into some more baseball headlines, and then we've got some like fun content going on too. You know what? No. Let's just get into our fun content. The news is not as fun as the fun content. We'll get to it later. Yeah, yeah. What should we even start with?
I'm really interested to get to where the hell is Susie?
Okay, so Yaya came up with this game called, I guess it's called Where the Hell is Susie? Is that what it's called, or is that a working title?
No, this is what I'm calling it. I actually just came up with Where the Hell is Something, and I came up with the concept, and then I thought about the best talent for this. And yes. It really was Susie, because she is insane.
So, yeah, the rules of this...
Do you want me to break it down?
Do you want to break down the rules for it, since it's your game that you've made up?
So the rules is that I'm going to auto-generate a place in the world, anywhere in the world. And Susie has to try to connect it back to the Rockies through facts, through fun trivia, through all these things. And there's going to be different iterations. It can be anywhere in time. It can be any place in the world. It can be 1946 Chicago. We don't know. It's auto-generated. We'll figure that out as we go. So this time, we gave Susie the bright, bright place in the beautiful town of... Corisco, Italy.
Yes. Now, okay, this was tough. This was really tough. I spent a long time trying to connect this back to the Rockies. So, very difficult. Because I'm like, okay, I don't think there are any players from Team Italy that are specifically from that town. And also, like, a lot of the players from Team Italy are just of Italian descent. So, it's hard to figure out where they're from. I would have really had to dove into... their like family tree, which I've done before for different players for other reasons, but for time purposes, I didn't think it was the most efficient use of my time. But this is a little town that is near Milan. It is one train stop outside of Milan on the Montara Milan train line.
Shout out Andre from Milan.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I should have just like texted him immediately, but I didn't. He'll love this. So that is in the Italian state of Lombardy. And that state is the sister state of Nuevo León in Mexico. Did I say that okay?
Nuevo León. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay. And that is the home of the Sultans de Monterrey.
Sounds familiar.
It's continue. Where Michael Anthony Tolia is playing this offseason. Member of the Colorado Rockies. Bam!
Guys, how did she do it? We don't know. She's a wizard. She's a genius.
You know what? I just love a good Wikipedia dive. So this was actually so enjoyable for me.
So I'm hoping this becomes a weekly thing where we can play Where the Hell is Susie?
Wednesdays are for Where the Hell is Susie?
WW, right? So, again, I thought that was a great one. We originally came up with this small town in Germany with less than 500 people thanks to auto generators, not me.
I was like, can I pass on this one? I don't, like, didn't even have a Wikipedia article. I was like, no, I can't do this. I can't.
Susie asked me, how did you do this? Where did you get there? She asked me, like, how did you find this place?
Oh, yes. I was like, how did you even... I don't think people in Germany have ever heard of that town.
How's Michael Togli doing, by the way? Do you have any update on the...
I actually...
The Wonder Kid.
I do not have any updates. I mean, he did work on that... He worked on getting the strikeouts down, but he hasn't played in a little bit. So, actually... Oh, wait, hold on. Speaking of Michael Tolia... No, I was like, oh, I have a Google alert. It was an article from Purple Row that he was mentioned in. Yeah, Michael Tolia. I actually, like, don't know. Like, do players from America stay the whole season in Mexico? Or do they go home for Christmas?
They might go home to Christmas. Yeah. Not 100% sure. Very family-oriented, very Christmas-oriented, very religious-oriented.
Yeah.
So I feel like they might take the time off.
Yeah. I was going to say, Mexico, famously very Catholic.
Actually, I was at church Monday night because of a Catholic thing.
What was the holiday on Monday night?
It was the day of the Virgin Mary, the Guadalupana.
Oh, right.
But midnight church was there till like 1 a.m. eating tacos. Great time. Loved all of it. Anybody want to join? Let me know.
I need a new church. So maybe I'll come to church with you guys. I love it. I love it. All right. Let's get into... What do we have? What else do we have going on? We have a little rumor mill going on. Randy Arozarena apparently is part of the rumor mill, okay?
Ooh, love me some Randy.
I love Randy. Speaking of Mexico, an honorary Mexican trying to become a citizen.
No, he is a citizen. That's why he was able to play in the... So
but when the WBC started, he wasn't a citizen yet.
Actually, he was. And you know, I want to know what happened? There's actually a really popular story. Mexico, the year before, he asked the Mexican president if he'd give him citizenship. So
he slid into the DMs.
It was a video. Like, he pleaded for citizenship, and he promised he would play for Mexico if he got the citizenship. Once he got it, he committed to play for Team Mexico, and that's how he was able to play in the WBC. And he actually got an honorary medal, I think, from the president.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, he is like, I love that. Of course, he's from Cuba originally. He defected, moved to Mexico. He posted an Instagram of himself and Shohei Ohtani. Blake Harris on Twitter said, "Let the speculation begin," because it kind of seems like the Tampa Bay Rays are shopping around some guys. Randy Arozarena could be one of them. Tyler Glasnow is a big one too. So listen, Randy, are you trying to like hint at Shohei? Like, hey, put in a good word for me. Let's be Dodgers together. I would love Randy Arozarena like if he played for us. I think you'd have a good time.
I love him because he played for my favorite team.
Team Mexico?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole... Did you know, by the way, about Randy Arozarena? He created a trend on TikTok with the arm crossing.
Oh, yeah.
It became a big trend in Mexico where it even became a meme. Mm-hmm. Where even the president was doing it.
I was going to say, here, even Shohei did it in this picture.
Love it. Great picture.
How about that? How about that? all right. We are going to, speaking of Shohei, we'll get into some more Shohei in just a second, but real fast, I'm just going to shout out our friends at Hestra because they've got the job gloves. These are like the best gloves you can get. Listen, if you're out there doing yard work, because obviously yard work is a year-round thing, maybe you're shoveling snow, don't mess up your nice ski gloves doing all this manual labor. You should get some Hestra job gloves, and now they have it's a limited time offer here, folks. 40% off of these gloves from now until December 23rd. So if you're looking for a last-minute gift for the holiday, if you order before December 20th, you can get shipping, and it will arrive before Christmas. Huge to know. So listen, I mean, these are a great gift for anyone. Everyone needs to keep their hands warm while they're out there doing work. And you don't even need to, listen, even if you're not doing work like that, they're great for holding your beer at a tailgate or at a hockey game because they're water/beer resistant. So listen, you're going to keep your hand warm. You're going to keep your beer cold. These are the gloves for a little bit of everything.
Also, if you're not a professional baseball player, they might be good baseball gloves because they take the ringing off so much. They're so
really?
Powerful that they might make good baseball gloves.
Are you telling me I should bring these gloves to the batting cages?
I think you should take them to some of the Rockies and see if it gives them a little bit more mojo.
They're wearing these nice warm gloves. You're like, ooh. I'm heating up. all right. Head to HestraJob.us and use code DNVR40 to get 40% off your next purchase now through December 23rd. And again, order before December 20th and you can get those gloves to arrive before Christmas. But HestraJob.us. Use code DNVR40. Okay. We're talking about Shohei Ohtani. The Shohei Ohtani contract reminded me of the things that aren't illegal, but they feel illegal. Because just like with most of his contract deferred to well after his playing years, it's something we've never seen before. And also the funny thing is, when Aaron Judge was, kind of shopping around looking for a team, there were reports that the Padres would have made a contract, something like that, for Aaron Judge, something that was just heavily deferred. And the conversation at that time, like the narrative was, oh, there's no way Major League Baseball will let that happen. So it's interesting to see the Dodgers making that happen. But yes, things that feel illegal but aren't. Shout out to Yaya for this incredible, incredible image of Shohei in jail. He's in the jail of my heart, really.
Also, Will Carpenter saying that if he's not a free agent, Randy Rosarena, that's tampering. So maybe that should be illegal. Maybe you should go to jail if you tamper nowadays.
Oh. Remember when Bryce Harper tampered, quote-unquote tampered? Because when Bryce Harper got signed to the Phillies, he was like, I'm going to start texting Mike Trout to get him over here, too. And then, like, I swear to God, it was like the next week Mike Trout signed his insanely long contract with the Angels. He was just like, I don't fucking want to deal with this. Like,
who wants to be in Philly?
Shut up. Shut up. You would be blessed. If the Phillies were the team out here in Colorado, you guys would freaking love them.
Phillies not the problem. The Phillies aren't the problem.
It's the fans.
There we go.
We're terrible people. Okay, but Shohei's not terrible people, but this contract is...
Do you know that for a fact? I'm going to need to fact check you on that.
You know what? I'm going with my gut here.
If he does something bad, you're the first one I talk to.
He's just, oh, no, come on. All right, things that feel illegal but aren't. First of all, Shohei's contract. What else do we have that feels illegal but isn't?
Going back for second samples.
Going back for second samples. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this does feel... This, listen, I lived this at Costco. I'm like, can I have, like, another? Also, I have no intention of buying this. It feels illegal, but it's actually fine. What else is not illegal but feels like it? Walking around barefoot in public, which is something I actually see dudes doing in Denver. Oh, my God. Are those feet? Just straight up feet
those
in my face
feet,
right now?
So those who have a little thing going on for them and the little tick, they're getting blessed right now on our screen.
Oh, my gosh. I actually don't want to deal with the feet, guys. Why did you bring them into here? I guess I did this to myself. I saw a dude, like, just walking down the street on, like, a kind of chilly day, like, maybe a month ago at this point, walking around Denver, holding a yoga mat. He's barefoot, walking down the sidewalk. I'm like... There's like a drug problem. Like, you don't know what you're gonna step on. You're gonna step on someone's needle, and then like, why are you doing this? I'm just gonna say, walking around barefoot is not illegal, but my goodness, maybe it should be. What else is illegal but doesn't feel like it? Bringing your own food to a ballpark. You can do this. You can do this. I actually do this a bunch. If I'm like kind of burnt out on ballpark food, I did this on my tour. Where I was so burnt out on ballpark food. And like, actually, I was at the Angels ballpark. I was at that stadium. And some of the, like, they don't have great food at the Angels ballpark. So I just started bringing my own food. I'm like, I really want to watch Shohei, but also, like, these nachos make me want to yak. So
now we figured out why Shohei left the Angels. It's not about the playoffs, it's all about the food.
Exactly. Yeah, the food is not good. That wasn't the vibe. Like, I spent $19 on helmet nachos. $19. And they were not edible. So, like, I brought them back. I was like, I can't. Like, these are disgusting. And, like, I was trying to explain why I didn't like them. And she was like, I don't even care. Just, like, give them back. Here's your money. They probably have it happen all the time. What else is illegal? Isn't illegal, but it feels like it. The Rockies continuing to pay Nolan Arenado $5 million next season. That's right. We're still paying him. Also, Nolan Arenado is getting more money from a team that he doesn't play for than Shohei Ohtani is going to get from a team that he does play for. Make it make sense.
That's utterly insane.
Utterly insane.
That is utterly insane.
Utterly insane. You know what else feels illegal but isn't? Ejecting Nikola Jokic from...
Gokic is fine. Gokic is fine.
Jokic.
Gokic, it's like he's the GOAT. Gokic.
GOAT. Yeah, he Go-titch. Is the GOAT. Yeah, ejecting the GOAT, Nikola Jokic, from a game. Feels illegal, but it's not. What did he even get ejected for?
He cursed at the ref.
Yeah, I guess you can't do that.
Usually, should be able to, though. They're not real people.
You should be able to, because I think there are definitely lots of times where they deserve it.
Robot refs have to become a thing. They do.
Refs, like the robots that like roll around the grocery store.
Give me anything robot that can officiate
a Roomba.
Game. Give me a Roomba, 10 out of 10.
My Roomba, I need to discipline my Roomba. My Roomba, I had a bunch of boxes at the top of the stairs for recycling to bring them down. And the Roomba pushed all the boxes down the stairs.
That feels like an act of war.
It was literally like the Roomba was acting out. It was acting out.
I won't do this anymore, Mom. Leave me alone.
The Roomba's literally my muse. I'm so inspired by it every single day. Let's check the chat because I do see it's popping in here. Nathan, barefoot in the downtown area. Gross. Yeah. Yeah, you're telling me. Will, I hope NBA refs are happy for ejecting Jokic. Now we have to go tell the Jokic brothers. I just feel like, I forget, I don't know who tweeted this, but I was like, I feel like if this happened in Serbia, he would have put a hit out on all of those refs. He's so powerful in Serbia.
I think if this would have happened in the playoffs, that would have happened.
Facts. All right.
Also, Nathan came with iRobot. No thanks.
Mm-hmm. I'm like very scared of the robot revolution. I'm not joking. Before I let y'all go, let's get into some rumor mill stuff. Zach Greinke, I feel like, is a guy who could end up pitching with the Rockies. He wants to play next year. He wants to pitch next year. So John Morosi first reported this. Zach Greinke's representatives have communicated with MLB teams that he is preparing to pitch in the 2024 season, and he is open to contract talks. He's 40 years old, by the way. This past season, he went 2-for-15 with a 5.06 ERA. I don't care about the 2-for-15 stuff because the rest of the Royals were a mess too. Obviously, they're one of the two teams that did worse than the Colorado Rockies. So I don't really, when it's a team like that, I don't care about the pitcher win count. I don't care that he went 2-for-15 because the rest of the team, God knows what they were doing. 5.06 ERA. Don't love that. Pitched 142 and 1/3 innings this season. But yeah, he is open to pitching with someone. I wonder if it could be the Rockies.
Would you want him as a starter or a reliever?
He's a starter.
You think so with that ERA, especially at Coors?
But it's the Rockies. They love giving guys a comeback story. And also, we need starters. We need someone who can just pitch most of a game. I don't know. I feel like it could happen. The Mets had an injury in their farm system. Ronnie Mauricio tore his ACL in a Dominican Winter League game. He's a shortstop prospect, but they've been kind of moving him around because obviously they've got Francisco Lindor all locked up. But I mean, keep in mind too, like, are the Mets cursed? Like, the Mets lost Edwin Diaz in the WBC last offseason. I think the Mets are probably cursed.
It's not going to make a difference for them regardless.
Yeah, they're cursed no matter what, no matter how much money they spend.
Even if they weren't cursed, I don't think the Mets will ever be anything.
I mean, they're definitely, they're doing something because, I mean, this is a great opportunity for the Mets just because, like, if a player wants to play in New York, the Yankees aren't the only team they're talking to. The Yankees might not even be the first team they talk to because the Yankees haven't done anything.
But the thing is, you talk to the Mets to get leverage on the Yankees.
It's true.
See? You're never the first option. Even when they make you think you are.
I think, honestly, I don't know. If I were a player and they were like, okay, you can play for this amount for the Yankees or this amount for the Mets, and it was the same, like, I might choose the Mets. I think the Yankees are really messy right now.
Less pressure.
Definitely less pressure. A better stadium.
I was about to say the stadium is way nicer.
Way better stadium. Yeah. City Field is
better. Better colors, in my opinion. Broncos colors. Let's ride.
Yeah, let's ride. Yeah, let's ride. Guys, we're going to ride into the rest of the week. We're going to keep y'all posted on all the free agent news. And yeah, we've got some fun stuff going on down here at the bar. Obviously, all the games, you can find them here. Don't come in on Friday night, though. We have our holiday party, and we're going to be closed for people who aren't us. So keep that in mind. But Saturday, we have a Nuggets takeover. And also, the Nuggets takeover is my birthday party. So come join us for my birthday party. Are you going to be there, Yaya? Yeah.
Not the Nuggets takeover, but I'll be here Saturday for the Broncos game.
Someone's got to work.
A lot of us, actually, because Avalanche also play that day.
Oh, my gosh. What a busy day. What a crazy busy day. All right. Where can we follow you, Yaya, so we can follow all of the fantastic soccer takes that you have?
I prefer you follow me at DNV underscore Rapids. That's better than anything else that you can follow me on.
Okay. That's good. That's good. Guys, you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. And make sure you're keeping up with all the latest Rockies news and baseball headlines at DNVR underscore Rockies. And you know what I love to say about closing out a show, especially this time of year?
Happy holidays.
I say, fuck it. We bye.